Botanisi Tandwa. This is your host, Nonhlanhla Kheso, Miss Radiant Emitting Light. Just bask. Wait, please smile for me. That's what we are about. Welcome to the Plug Sessions. Listeners all over the world, today is a lovely day. We are operating on another frequency. It's vibrations, it's energy. We've got a special guest in South Africa. Last month was we were celebrating our Women's Month, and we saw it befitting to have an extension. You know, last month there were events, you know, there were talks, everything women, and just stretching it out to the entire year and to the following month, just to highlight the importance of women's women talks, you know, women upliftment, women empowerment, and interviews with women who are doing it, you know, in the business of life, and they are pushing and they are doing the most. And today I have none other the top tier queen, you know, proud crown owner. You know, she owns a crown, you know, which is her natural hair that defies gravity. A business owner, Miss Broken Cry and Still Color herself, a woman who has her YouTube channel with her husband Sipo, a podcast titled Oh Snap. She's an ambassador for Bramley. She's an online English teacher, you know. Like in the morning, today morning, she had written on her status, I am the next big thing. And wow. I believe that. And I believe that. So I was like, let me grab this next big thing before she's super big, booked and busy, that we can't even get her to to the PlayStation, or that we can't interview her and we can't get a hold of her. Let me grab her while she's still down here, attainable, but she's moving at an exponential pace. Hi, Ntombi Tsotso.
Hi. Hi, it's me. And I was actually laughing at the fact that I'm the next big thing. And I was like, snap, that's a snappity moment.
Snap, 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 snap. Welcome the snappers, because we know the snappers support. We snap, 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 snap.
We snapping at every topic that makes your fingers snap.
Oh yes, oh yes. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm grateful to be alive. I guess that each day that you're blessed with, it's a gift, and you shouldn't even be playing with the gifts and talents that God has given you. So each day is a blessing, and each day we should use those talents. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful just to be alive, especially during these times. Especially during. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm also basking on gratitude. You know, gratitude is my mantra. Gratitude when I wake up. My utterances are gratitude. I'm grateful, grateful. Even in the morning, I was just thinking, and this song woke me up. Like when you're still asleep, do you know that thing when you're still asleep but you feel light? And what was ringing in my head was that, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. And it's like a tune that just wakes you up into the day, and you just like, you're just soaring in the wings of this song of gratitude. So I'm also soaring on the wings of this gratitude, that great is thy faithfulness, for yet another day, for yet another breath, for yet another second in my life. So, hey, today I'm super excited because energy is on a high. I've got Miss Energy
yes.
herself.
Yes.
Let's start this interview. Let's start this interview. You are a business owner. Yeah. You Yay. Are a brand ambassador, but not only for just a single company. You know, we just know Bramley, you know, but many other companies. You know, you are studying. You have graduated. You are an educator. This woman is doing a lot.
I'm coming for everything that has my name on.
Oh yes, Forbes magazine. Here you come. The Yay. Cover.
Gong Kenji.
So just take us on your journey with regards to all these hats that you wear.
It's crazy, like when someone else points it out that I wear all these different types of hats, because I always look at other people. I'm like, yo, Ubanban has so many hats, and I strive to be there, forgetting that I'm already wearing those hats. So like when you speaking about, I'm like, oh damn, actually that's me. That's me right there. She's speaking about me, you know, and that's where it hits me that I've actually evolved, you know, like I've been speaking about a thing that I want to evolve to the best version of myself. And mm-hmm. when people speak about me, that's where I notice that actually that's where I see the grace of God. That's where I've seen myself affirming words of affirmation, saying this to myself. And it mm-hmm. actually happens because there's power in the tongue, you know? Mm-hmm. So let me start with brand ambassador. It's actually crazy. I was actually traveling to, it was last year. Yes, last year to mm-hmm. Durban for like, let me say it's a business scientist seminar. Like I applied for it. And I got chosen out of like 300 applicants, and there was 30 of us. So we were dealing with like, you know, like the president, the Department of Education, and etc. Like discussing mm-hmm. everything that, how science and how can we make the world habitable. So while I was at the airport in Durban, like mm-hmm. people kept on congratulating me, you know, on Instagram and on Facebook. I'm like, how? What's going on? You know? And yep. that's where I found out that I made the top 65 of becoming like a brand ambassador, and then people have to vote. So I'm like at the airport, I'm like screaming and like people, you know, like Zulu yes. people, they're like looking at me, and here the Xhosa person, I'm like, Chipo, wow. And I was like, wow, this is crazy, because I remember at night I was on Facebook and I was like, saw this brand ambassador thing, and I just applied. And on my feed on Instagram, I usually post brand new like products because I love them and I have been using them. So I guess that also came in my advantage.
Yes.
And then when they called, I was at work. When I was still working at the airport in Port Elizabeth, and they called me, like asking me a few questions. And you know, when people ask you questions and you're like, I've got that, I've made the top 20. because I think one thing I'm gifted about is that give at any interview, I can sell myself, you know, and once I've sold myself, I know that I've got it. And if they didn't choose me, it's their loss. I will not feel sorry for myself.
Oh, yes.
You know? So that's how I became a brand ambassador. Like, it's simple like that. I didn't really go out my way, you know, like applying, sending emails. That's how my journey as a brand ambassador, it has been fulfilling. It has been growing by the day. And I must say, it has been a journey. Yeah. And my second hat, which is business, I've always wanted to start a business because, like, I think I have a problem of, it's not a problem more than I like thinking outside of the box. I love creating. I love starting new things. And if I'm boxed into doing the same thing every single day, I become very stagnant. So I found myself working, let's say, at the airport and stuff, that I'm not growing. And when I'm not growing, I just feel boxed, and I'm just so anxious, and I'm just not myself. You know, because sometimes companies can limit you to grow to your full capacity, and they're not open to your creative ideas and etc. So I was like, I've been like, I do have a vision board. The ideas are there. Sometimes you just need the capital, so I could start them all at like at the same time. But I was like, do you know what? It's time for me to jump. I told my husband, it's time for me to jump. And if I don't jump now, in the next 5 or 10 years, I will feel so bad the fact that I didn't jump and start. So I started, and bit by bit. And you know, the craziest thing is that procrastination is the thief of all things. Because I had this idea. I remember we were traveling to Knysna for holiday with hubby, and I had the idea. And the craziest thing is that I spoke to someone who created Mrs. Broken Crayon. She did it for me, but I never started. And that was 5 years ago. And finally this year, like, I'm doing it. I don't care if people support me or not, but I'm starting. The customers will come. And the craziest thing is, ever since I started, my customers are from like Joburg, Cape Town, Free State, Northwest, Mthatha. Like, and I thought like I might be getting customers from closer to home, but they're all from far away. And it has just been amazing. It's been growing. And I've also been learning a lot as well. And some other people are like, I don't want to work a 9-to-5. But business is 24 hours. You're 24/7. Like, I sleep at night. I'm like, I usually say to my husband, I'm a 10-in-1. I do everything, basically. I could be cooking. I could be teaching. I could be printing t-shirts. I could be printing cups. I could be motivational speaking. Like, everything, Jay. And I'm also on a journey of writing my book. So it's just a lot, man. It's just a lot, but it's fulfilling.
Oh, yes.
It's very fulfilling. It's very fulfilling. And academically, I studied tourism management. Hence, I love to travel and meeting new people and etc. And now I'm finishing up on my logistics, because I want to part that into one, like, business wise when I start something in that area. And I've also done a TEFL course that was 7 years ago. That's why I'm an English language consultant, English teacher. I did that only because I couldn't find a job then, and then I got an opportunity to work for the center. Little did I know that in the next few years it will come into my advantage. So now, coronavirus happened, people working at home, people lost jobs, and here I am teaching from home and thankful. You see, sometimes you may not understand why you don't have a specific job in your field, but God knows why in the long term.
Yes, that's so true. And that's lovely, because it just now worked at your advantage, you know, that you can still get income, you know, as much as we are affected by the economy, but at least you've got plan B, C, D, you know, which is lovely, which is a blessing on its own.
A blessing.
One other thing, in terms of the chronology of your life, like, just a backstory, a brief backstory for us to know who Ntombi is. Who is Ntombi? Talking about all these businesses, ambassadorship, you know, studying, being an educator. Who is Ntombi? Where is Ntombi from? And then we'll take it from there.
Oh, I find that even in interviews, that's like a tough question for me to answer, or let me say weird. But Ntombi is basically, my full name is Ntombozuko, which means a girl with God's glory. And it is a name that I didn't like when I was growing up, but oh, my spiritual mother taught me that I need to follow my name, I need to love my name. And condolences, like for her, like condolences to the family and her. But she used to say that follow your name and be proud of it. And then I just started loving my name. I'm from Port Elizabeth, born and bred, but my heart is in Johannesburg and and Pretoria. I don't want to be in PE, you guys.
Now we know.
Yeah, I think the only reason is that I think what messed me up, I've once lived in Johannesburg and then I had to
Yes.
come back to PE. So the pace in PE now is too slow for me. So
Oh,
that's
yes.
why. I think I'm a lady who like evolves wherever space she's put in, because I am a sport fanatic. For those who don't know, I did swim like competitively in swimming. From river
Wow.
miles, biathlon, triathlons, and I have so many
Wow.
trophies, like so many trophies.
Wow,
I have
Dombi.
colors. I have, like even with my blazer, I was like the captain for like at school, and I was swimming clubs. So that's another thing about me. I'm very competitive. I've played tennis competitively, netball. Cricket, like soccer, golf, like I'm just everywhere. I dominate wherever I can. So that's something about me. Like I love sport. But my biggest sport ever is swimming. That's one thing that calms me down. And especially as a black person, hopefully God will open an opportunity that I do open my own like swimming center to help like the black children who do not know how to swim, because I did get that opportunity. So that's me. I'm also the face behind Mrs. Broken Crayons, because I do believe that broken people can still color, and as broken as you are, you're very much useful to God. And I had to learn that through difficulties when I lost my father. And God just like took me back to the drawing board, and I was like, let's start with forgiveness. Let's start with this, and just know that you can use your brokenness and heal other people. So that's what's behind Mrs. Broken Crying. I'm just here to heal the world. I'm just here to give hope, and that you can do it as well. If I can, then so can you. I grew up in PE. I don't know if you know PE, but there's a place in Greenchild's Park. I went to Victoria Park High School. Chest out. Victoria Park High School, and then I went to Nelson Mandela University, and I'm still there. So that's me. I'm one person. I always try to be true to myself, be authentic, and don't change yourself for anyone else, even if it's your husband. Just be you. Like, you are beautiful just the way you are. You're beautiful with your scars, you're beautiful with your brokenness, and the world needs someone like you. So that's me in a nutshell.
You're always doing the most. You're always doing the most. And sometimes I say like putting your fingers in just mini pies, it just helps, because now you are this wholesome being. You in terms of sports, you're active sports wise, active in terms of academia, business wise, you're knowledgeable, you've got knowledge in terms of working with clients. And I wanted to ask, this is something that we missed when we were talking about you being a brand ambassador. What does it mean to be a brand ambassador, and how do you choose the companies you want to work with?
What it means to be a brand ambassador for me, and also something that I've learned, is that be authentic, be yourself, don't copy other people, you know? And the issue is that I've noticed some other people, we could be working for the same brand, but it's like copy and paste. People just want to be the other person, but why can't you be yourself? And Bramley has also taught me that be you, you know, hashtag be you, like be authentic. That's a brand ambassador for me. I've had like companies who have asked me to work with them, and you could see that they're trying to change who I am. And then I just say, unfortunately, I can't work with you because you're trying to change who I am. That's what a brand ambassador should be. It's like you, and then also bringing that brand into being you at the same time, you know? So that's what I think. And how do you choose companies? So far, companies have been choosing me.
Okay. Yeah,
so I wouldn't know, but I've watched like YouTubers saying that they do send emails to the companies that they would like to work with and tell them what they can incorporate, what they can do. So I have done that, but in like, let me say something I haven't shared as yet. I did pitch for the first time to an American like restaurant, which is in Port Elizabeth, to do a podcast with the guy and to also be part of my YouTube. It went well. The guy was interested, and I don't know. It's just that after, you know, when you do a good pitch and the person agrees, and then in the long run, you're like, nah.
Yeah,
I was like, nah, it's not for me.
Not for you.
Yes, it's not for me. So that's the only pitch I've ever done. But other than else, companies find me, and sometimes people share on Instagram, and then you see from those posts, and then some people do apply, some people don't. So, oh yeah, also a friend of mine did share that other people like check on Salt. It is a platform where companies choose there, and humans. So people find so many, let me say, sponsorships from different types of platforms. But so far, all I did to be a Bramley brand ambassador, I found it on Facebook, and I just applied, and then here I am.
Here you are. Oh, okay. Okay. And I guess even the fact that you choose to work with companies that do not hinder your you-ness, you know, your authenticity and your uniqueness, you know, you don't want to lose Ntombi amidst working with all these companies. So I think that is how you choose the companies you work with, and that is very lovely. And we've been speaking about a lot of work. Everything requires meticulous work in terms of your business, in terms of being a brand ambassador, being an educator, being a wife, you know. How do you manage your time?
That's a deep one. For some odd reason, one thing that I do is that I use my journal, you know, and it's like a to-do list per day. And I write my things down. What will I do for today? And that's how I've been doing it. And if I don't do that, I can just tell that my day is off and everything is all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it just can be a lot. But the nicest thing is that when you have a supportive husband, he's there to do it with you, you know? I could tell him, listen, I'm swamped with so many bookings for teaching. Can you please do business for now? So he will come back from work. He's also a teacher. And then he will just do business.
Okay. That's lovely.
Yeah. So that's how I manage my time. I just write everything down, my to-do list. And once I've done something, I tick it off. And then I get started. But at the same time, I try not to overwork myself.
Work yourself, yes.
Yes. because you can easily fall into that trap, especially Undombi. Like, I can stop working and sitting on the couch, but my mind is still working, you know?
Working.
Yeah, and that's something I struggle with. I struggle with resting. But because I have a supportive partner, he's like, we rest. I take your phone, we relax, we go do hiking, we go do that. So at least I have someone who can account to when I'm not resting so that I don't break down.
Yes. Oh, okay. Like, I love the support system that you have. It's also a blessing.
Yes.
Yeah. The fact that you can say, please take care of business while I'm taking care of whatever else is needing your attention. That is really lovely. Just to incorporate it and just to incorporate how you rest and how you just mild down or mellow down to the days. For you, like, what is the spiritual self? And do you focus on your spiritual self when trying to mellow down and trying to relax? Or is it also an incorporation integrated throughout your days, throughout your livelihood, and within your work, within everything you do? Let's tap into spiritual self for Ntombi.
For me, actually, there would not be Mrs. Broken Crying without spirituality, you know? I feel like there wouldn't be Ntombi, you know, because that's where it all started, you know? Because I had to go through certain things to know that, like, you know, like that he is the author of all things, you know? And I wouldn't have the talents and gifts that I do have without acknowledging God at the same time. Because mm-hmm. you read books like of Proverbs, yo, that book, yo, it will make you have 10 hats, like 10 hats, it will push you. And that's where you know that actually even the Bible is like a formula for life, you know?
For life.
For life. That's where you know that actually God wants me to have like 7 to 8 like income of streams because it's in the Bible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Bible says if you do not work hard, you will become a slave, you know? So you have to work hard. So I feel like everything, it starts from there for me. Like, I know for other people it can be different, but there wouldn't be a Mrs. Broken Crying without starting there, you know? But some other people say that when you sit with me, you wouldn't think that I'm a spiritual, you know, I believe in God and etc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I also have that thing that it doesn't have to be the center of everything, you know? Like, in terms of, it's like when you meet me, I'm not always going to speak about God, but you'll see the way I do things, the way you know, you could see my eye, there's God there, you know? Like, indeed. Sometimes we talk, but when it comes to actions, there's nothing. So I've learned that rather do the action and people will follow, you know? They'll come along and see that, hey, yeah, the God of Ntombi, there's something there, you know? So I'm that type of person. I see God in everything. I see God. I could be sitting in my room and teaching, and I see like just the grace of God through everything. I could be hiking and appreciate God's like creation. I could be dancing. I could, like, even in my marriage, I just thank God, you know, like everything is just there for me. It boils down to that in love, in friendships, in everything, you know, and I don't know how other people do it, but for me, it works for me. Like, it all boils down to God, the love of God, the grace of God, everything else, because I have seen my life without it and with it. And if I had to choose, I'll still choose to be with it, you know? It is much more better to have God on my side than anything else. So that's how I would, like, describe it, because my late spiritual mom used to say that whenever you speak in front of people, always say this, that I am just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can heal everybody. Like, that's an R&B song, but when she used to keep on saying it to me, it made so much sense. So whenever I speak in front of people, I just remind them of that. It's not about me. It's about him. It's about his glory. It's about what he's doing in my life, you know? And when I stand in front of people, all I want them to see is the glory of God, because without those broken pieces, he was the only person who could be able to mend them. And this is something that I always say to even to my mother. I was like, as much as you are my mother, I respect you and stuff, but ndingumntana kaNkulunkulu, and God has borrowed you, me, you know, and all that I have to do is that do the will of God while I'm still here. You know, so that's what I've been doing, and it's been working, and thank God I've also got a partner who's in the same path, because I think that's also very important to get someone who's in your same, like, religion as well. It plays a big role in your spiritual growth. So, like, whenever I'm praying, it's not, like, a funny thing or, like, what the heck are you doing, you know? Whenever I'm down or if I'm not feeling well, I know that he'll be praying for me, you know? Even for the little things, you're like, Aibo, who would pray for that? But you would know that without a minute of a doubt, he'll be there praying and supporting you.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's beautiful. I feel like it just sums up holistic living, you know. And in terms of holistic living, I wanted to just tap into your consistency September challenge. How is it going?
Hey, more demo. Yo, do you know what? Like, as a person, like, if you do journal, like, you will also learn that actually, I actually suck at this, like, department. And I notice an attribute about myself that I struggle with consistency, you know, in a specific, like, let me say, department. And I notice that I am very good at starting, but keeping up the momentum. I fail there. I fail there. And so, last year we started a challenge of push-ups for mental health with my husband, and we did like 21 push-ups for 21 days. Yo, that was hard, but we did it. And we incorporated
abs for days, eh?
I wish. You know, marriage will make you gain weight and happiness. So, like, we incorporated this thing. Sometimes, because we live very close to the, like, ocean, we'd go do push-ups there and et cetera and et cetera. And we have a message at the end to uplift people. We did that. We finished that. So this year is Consistency September. And we're just trying to wing it until the whole month, you know, because it takes 21 days to break a habit. And for me is I'm doing 500 skips for the whole month, and also to finish a book, because we have so many books, And my husband is incorporating push-ups and sit-ups, and he's reading the book of Proverbs. So we're busy doing that at the moment. And the reason is that it's just try to be consistent. If I can push it, I want to try something different in October just to push my consistency. And it's so weird. I can be consistent with other things, but when it comes with working out and reading, I don't know, I just have a downfall there and I want to fix that because, I don't like it.
Okay, that's lovely. That is wonderful. Like, like, even the idea of just breaking the habits, and based on how many days it takes to break a habit, we create a challenge as a couple, you know, challenge ourselves. And yeah, growth is not comfortable. I can just, even the challenge is not comfortable, but there's growth, you know, there's growth, and it's worth it. Nothing worth it is ever really that easy or just instant results. But I know that at the end of the day, you will get your worth. You know, like get it, like all your hard work's worth. I stumbled on a quote that says, if you restore balance in your own life, you will be contributing immensely to the healing of the world. So we are always looking at the world and how I could do things for the world. But if you could restore balance within, that is the most sufficient way that you can heal the world, because the balance within you will draw in balance in others. You know, they'll be drawn to, as you were speaking in spirituality, they'll tap into how Ndombi, there's something about Ndombi, the God she serves, the way she does things, and how does Ndombi do things? You know, how has she that balance? And with that attraction, with that incense sent out by your radiance, that's how you heal the world, and that's how you contribute to the world. Not that you look at the world and as a universe and you're like, how can I? I'm just a speck, you know, or I'm just a grain in the sand, you know. So I loved that quote. I think it's just true in that sense. Yes. Lastly, but not least, let's talk about woman empowerment, like the importance of woman empowerment and how do we achieve the goal of making sure that other women are empowered.
For me, do you know what? My husband always says that, yo, Ndombi, you share things, you uplift other women, and you do it like holistically, like with all your heart, you know? And that's something that I do, you know, and I don't mind. But we live in a society where that fixing other women's crown, we don't like doing that, you know. We like dimming each other's crowns rather, you know. And for me, even when I go motivate in different types of places, I always say to young ladies that, fix my crown. If you could see that I'm stumbling and I'm falling, call me and say, Ndombi, I need to fix your crown, you know, in a loving manner, you know, not in like a dimming manner. And I'm for women, you know. I want us all to grow. I want us all to achieve our goals. I want us like to be the best version of ourselves, because there's the beauty in being a woman, because when women are gathered together, we can, change a whole country. Yay. That's what I believe in, you know. So that's my 2-minute answer, but that's how I feel. If women would help one another and just uplift one another, we would be so far as the society.
That's so true. That is really true. You know, and Ndombi, this has been a breath of fresh air. Something new to the Plug Sessions. You know, the interview is really lovely. Speaking to a woman of your caliber.
Yay! Buena.
Very much. And just so honored to have you. And thank you for your time. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your wholesomeness.
You're welcome. Anytime. Aibo, where can people find me?
Tell them. You tell them.
They can find me on Instagram at Ndondo underscore Luth, and on YouTube it's Sipho and Dombi, and Oh Snap podcast is We Snapping at Every Topic That Makes a Finger Snap, which mm-hmm. you can find us on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcast, and also on Facebook. So yeah, we everywhere, man. We everywhere.
Halala, halala, halala. Yes. Your people should reach out, because there's just a lot. We were talking briefly, and we were just above the water with every topic. And when people reach out and check out your page, check out your YouTube channel, they'll get the depth of each thing in terms of what business she's in, you know, the her education, like being an educator, you know, and every other thing, you know, brand ambassadorship, you know, every other thing. And she's got vlogs, you know, she goes to beautiful spots and places and she takes lovely pictures, you know. So yeah, it's just wholesome content from a wholesome, loving being. So yeah, you should check it out, the Plug Sessions listeners. And thank you. That's a wrap. And Dombi, thank you so thank much. You. Bye.
Bye.
To our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to join us soon as we keep you plugged.